You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are visiting with Mr. Rick Miller, an unconventional turnaround specialist, sought-after speaker, servant leader, and expert in driving sustainable growth. For over 30 years, he served as a successful senior executive in roles, including president and/or CEO in Fortune 10, Fortune 30 nonprofit and startup companies, including AT&T Global Services and Lucent Technologies. Mr. Miller is also the author of Be Chief, It's a Choice, Not a Title. Mr. Miller, a pleasure to have you today on the program.
Great to be with you, Eric.
You bet. Great to have you with us, and thanks for your time. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So, conventional wisdom has long defined chiefs as rulers of people, those at the top who hold the most power. But you say conventional wisdom is wrong. How so? Get into that to kick things off today.
Well, the traditional view of people who have authority and control really is associated, Eric, with people who do have a title or positions, if you will. And there's this feeling that as you go up in an org chart, the people are really superior. They have better ideas, they're smarter, whatever else. And frankly, I think that's yesterday's newspaper, because what we've seen now with incredibly talented people up and down the line, that real power is defined not as authority and control and title. It's more about energy. It's more about clarity. It's more about confidence. And if you've got energy and clarity and confidence, then frankly, you can influence more people. And frankly, you can have a bigger impact. So we find that organizations, and you mentioned in my intro that I've had the privilege of working with many different organizations. And what's the same in all the different organizations I've worked in, Eric, is those that have succeeded have understood that the power that everyone has is the one that you really need to harness for the organization to meet its goals.
Yeah, really some great thought on that question and topic. Tell us, how does being chief go viral in a company or organization?
Well, it's a great question, because it is some of the really great research that's highlighted in the book. You know, there's been some research around that some people know. It's called the happiness effect. And there was a 20-year study, and the short story is that say you're in a neighborhood, and a happy person moves into the neighborhood. There are statistics that show that the next door neighbor is 34% likely to be more happy if a happy person moves in next to them. There's all kinds of crazy statistics that talk about how people have emotions that they share. But there's a wonderful piece of research that's highlighted in the book, done by a researcher by the name of Sigal Barsati, who's currently at Wharton. And what she showed is those positive emotions that might be true with your next door neighbor are also true at work. So positive emotions actually spread, they ripple through an organization, so that if someone comes in with a good attitude, an ability, kind of a can-do attitude, if you will, glasses half full, it affects everyone in the organization. That kind of research supports what many people would kind of assume, which is that if you bring a couple of good people into the organization, it'll probably help the spirits of everyone. But now we have fundamental research that backs that up. And when you apply that in any organization, it's got a heck of an impact, Eric.
And I bet it does. Today we're joined by Mr. Rick Miller, the author of Be Chief, It's a Choice, Not a Title, here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Author Channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Miller, you suggest that leaders should bring more of their personal lives into professional settings. Why is that important?
Well, I think it's important because it gets down to values. And when people can bring their whole selves into work, they're more likely to bring their A game. And I use that as just a way of expressing that organizations are not really really achieving all they could. Statistic and survey after statistic and survey are showing that 7 or 8 out of 10 people are not bringing their A game to work. And many times the companies are creating environments where, you know, they're not encouraging people at some points, the ones that aren't successful, to bring their whole selves, you know, to the place of work. So, you know, if you've got people who are still thinking, well, there's a difference between work and home, you know, you're not going to get the best out of people. You've got to create situations where they can bring their values and all of who they are to work. And this whole challenge of, you know, integrating work and the rest of your life with these, with the technology we have, you know, it seems like, you know, the blur between what happens at home and what happens at work is harder and harder to delineate. And there's a blend that goes on. So if you're going to blend the time that sometimes you're going to take a message at home, then you need to blend everything else. You need to make sure that the values that you stand for at home are the values that the company that you work with stands for, and make sure that you're putting you in a place where you can be confident in who you are, whether you're at home or you're at work.
Some great points right there. Good stuff. Lastly, studies show that up to 50% of team members self-identify as introverts, who you call the quiet chiefs. How can we better engage with the introverts?
Well, I think it's understanding, and I share in the book some of the great work done by Susan Cain in her book Quiet. And I'll just give you one specific example. If you do have a chance to be a manager and you're going to have a meeting, say, and you want the meeting to involve some brainstorming and have the people in an open forum kind of share their best ideas. Well, if you're not thinking about the quiet chiefs, you know, you might miss an opportunity. So here's a specific. If you're going to have one of those meetings, think about maybe the night before putting a note out to all participants saying, hey, tomorrow I'm going to be asking you questions like these. And you might not feel comfortable sharing your ideas in an open forum. So I want to give you the time the night before to jot down your ideas. And if you want to share them privately with me or just submit them via email, we'd be happy to get your input in a way that's comfortable for you. That way, you've got great input coming in the way that people want to offer it, because introverts, quiet chiefs as I call them, have wonderful ideas, but they're not, Eric, real likely to put their hand up in a big meeting and say, let me tell you what I'm thinking. It's just not the way they communicate. But if you don't create those opportunities for them to share their great ideas, they're not going to feel heard, and the organization is not going to be able to benefit from the brilliance that comes from many of our quiet chiefs.
How true that is, and I'm really glad that you brought that up. That certainly is a factor within any organization, so that is excellent advice in those regards. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Yeah, I would, Eric. Thanks so much. Be Chief is a book that's all about power. It's about the power that we all have. But I would share with you that the benefits of the book really go to the proceeds of the book, which are all going to help kids with special needs. So I would share with your audience that the book, I believe, is terrific, but any purchase of the book is going to help some kids with special needs to be more powerful as well, and really happy to share that. So thank you for asking.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly our pleasure. Mr. Miller, where can listeners get more information on your book, Be Chief, and also connect with you as well?
Best place to go, Eric, is bechief.com, BECHIEF.com. There you can download a free chapter of the book. You can take a power compass and a quick assessment, give you a number of how powerful you are. You can learn about Sammy's House, which is the wonderful nonprofit that's getting all the money. And obviously we can start a discussion back and forth and tells you how to get in contact with me. So that's the way to do it.
And that certainly is convenient and easy enough. Again, Mr. Miller, all the best, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Eric.
We've been speaking with Mr. Rick Miller, an unconventional turnaround specialist, sought-after speaker, servant leader, and expert in driving sustainable growth, and the author of Be Chief, It's a Choice, Not a Title. And for further details and for contact, visit beingchief.com. This link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.